USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden's open border policy has allowed 2.3 million illegal immigrants into the interior of the country. This number was released by the government late Friday and does not account for the people avoiding law enforcement at the border and sneaking in. This is the worst number in American history and continues to be the status quo for the Democrat president. Arizona Congressman Andy Biggs on Newsmax.
600,000 to 800,000 unknown gotaways, the ones that we don't count because we just don't know how many are in that group or whatever. And that's the people that are the most dangerous because they don't want to be caught. They're the ones that are bringing in terrorists and criminal gang members, and they're the ones bringing in the drugs.
President Trump has hired a legal firm to address the subpoena against him from the mostly partisan January 6th committee. Dillon Law Group, the firm, already represents multiple witnesses targeted by the panel, including Michael Flynn. The committee formally served Trump with a subpoena on Friday and is seeking Trump's testimony for a deposition on November 14th. Hurricane Roslyn made landfall on a sparsely populated stretch of Mexico's Pacific coast between the resorts of Puerto Vallarta and Mazatlan Sunday morning, then declined to a tropical storm force and quickly moved inland. As of Sunday night, Roslyn had 30-mile-an-hour winds, down from its peak of 130. China's economy grew stronger than expected in the third quarter as the country bounced back modestly from COVID lockdowns in the spring. Though challenges remain for leader Xi Jinping, consolidation control over the communist nation, for another 5 years. China's gross domestic product grew by 3.9% in the 3 months that ended September 30th from a year earlier. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Paid for by government.com.
The 1920 to 1938 Buffalo Nickel, a true American classic and one of the most iconic coins in history. It's been more than 80 years since the last Buffalo Nickel coin was struck. But now, for a limited time only, full 1 pound bags of original U.S. government struck Buffalo Nickels are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1920 to 1938 classic American Buffalo Nickel coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-895-7267 now to secure a full pound of collector's grade U.S. Buffalo Nickels struck during the Roaring Twenties and the Great Depression. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $10 free with every order. Call now 1-800-895-7267 to secure your full pound bag of Buffalo Nickels before they're gone. 1-800-895-7267. That's 1-800-895-7267.
Gang violence in Chicago, Illinois over the weekend has taken the lives of three young Hispanic boys. Tony Maruso has more.
Drag racing involving a 100-car caravan is blamed for the latest mass shooting in Chicago. Police say five people were shot, three fatally, at about 4 a.m. Sunday morning after drag racers took over an intersection in the city's Brighton Park neighborhood. Here's Police Commander Don Jerome.
The three deceased are one male Hispanic, approximately 15 to 20 years old, one male Hispanic, approximately 16 to 20 years old, and another male Hispanic, approximately 20 years old.
Commander Jerome added this.
All three of the decedents did have a gang affiliation.
From the Gulf Coast Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
Rishi Sunak is looking to become Britain's next prime minister after Boris Johnson withdrew from the contest on Sunday, saying that although he had enough support to make the final ballot, he realized the United Kingdom and the Conservative Party needs unity. And then there were two. The Philadelphia Phillies are set to face the Houston Astros in the World Series after Bryce Harper slugged his fifth homer of the postseason on Sunday night to defeat the San Diego Padres. It's Philadelphia's first trip to the World Series since 2009. The best-of-seven contest begins on Friday. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly.
Trust the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts to recommend the best products for your car. Like 5 quarts of Mobil 1 Full Synthetic, now just $33.95, plus earn double O rewards points. Extend the life of your vehicle, improve performance, and protect your engine against sludge and wear with Mobil 1 Full Synthetic at O'Reilly Auto Parts and O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.